chapter 16 to begin with. And we'll speak a minute as we lead into the message this morning out of the Great Commission. And in Mark 16, 15, the Word of God says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." Now I want you to turn your Bible with me to our text today in Acts chapter 28. And these words of Jesus are being manifested. Verse number one. It says that when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita, and the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us, everyone, because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw that the venomous beast hung on his hand, they said among themselves, "No doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he have escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth not to live." And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. And it also says in verse number 8, "And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of the fever of the bloody flux, and Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hand on him and healed him." And the Lord was speaking to my heart about something. He was talking about the venomous snake that tried to attach to the apostle Paul. The Bible says Paul shook it off and he felt no harm. And what were the title of this morning's message is "Shake It Off." Shake it off. The question that I pose to you today is, what is trying to attach to you? We're going to look at the viper, the venom, and the victory. Amen? Let's ask God's blessing through the preaching and teaching of his word. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. We're grateful that you sent this word here to accomplish something in every heart and every believer that's gathered here in the sanctuary, those that are on the website and those that are on Facebook, Father God. Father, I pray, Father God, that you speak through me today, Father God. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer. And when all is said and done, all glory and honor and praise will be unto you, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. We say, have your way in this atmosphere, Father God. Lord, I know the adversary has come in many different forms and shapes and ways, Father God. But the Spirit of the Lord has risen against him, Father God. And we have power to overcome every weapon the adversary is trying to form in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we just say, have your way in this place today. In Jesus' name, I ask these things. Amen and amen. You know, when I was thinking about shaking it off, one of the things that the Lord was speaking to my heart about is what's trying to attach to you. You know, it's kind of amazing how the adversary is subtle. He comes in little by little, and he tries to attach onto something until he gets a stronghold. Amen? And God wants you to recognize and I to recognize that greater is he that is in you and I than he that is in this world. And one of the things he speaks to us first about, wants to speak to us about, is the viper itself. The adversary, like a viper, he's like an ass, he's like the serpent. One of the vipers that Jesus was battling the most with is the religious viper, the religious spirit, the religious snake. Look with me in Matthew chapter 12, Matthew 12. Jesus lays it out simple in verse number 33. He says, "Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt. for the tree is known by its fruit. O generation of vipers, how can ye being evil speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. You know, Solomon said it like this. He says, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. So one of the things that the adversary is trying to attach to us is this a religious spirit. And in Proverbs 30, are you with me? Proverbs 30, verse number 11. The word of God says this: there is a generation that curseth their father and doth not bless their mother. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes and yet is not washed from their filthiness. There is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are as swords and their jaw teeth as knives, to devour the poor from off the earth and the needy from among men. You know, these are the actions of the snake. This is the actions of the viper. So he's speaking to you and I as children of God, that we're going to cast off these things. We're going to cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Amen. Just as the Apostle Paul, when that viper jumped out of the fire, it was a poisonous viper. It wanted to take his life. It wanted to kill him. But what did the Apostle do? He shook it off and felt no harm. Why? Because Jesus said, you shall take up serpents, and if you drink any deadly thing, it will not harm you. You shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. God's word, when it was spoken, had to be manifested, had to come to pass. Amen? And it was manifested before their very eyes. You know, Paul writes in Romans chapter 3, verse number 13. He says, their throat is an open sepulcher. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. The way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. I don't know about you, man, but I fear the Lord. Amen. I fear the Lord with all my heart. You know, he says, fear the Lord. Amen. Have reverence for him. Have honor for him. God's got a plan and a purpose that he wants to do. And he's reminding us in this day that this asp, this viper, that's the devil, is going to try to attach to you. But God has given you a power and authority to shake it off. Not only did he shake off and from the bite, but also the venom, the poison. One of the things the Father was speaking to my heart about in Psalms chapter 140. Psalms 140, are you with me? The psalmist is asking God to preserve him, to protect him. He says in verse 1, deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man, which imagine mischiefs in their heart. Continually are they gathered together for war. They have sharpened their tongues like a serpent. Adder's poison is under their lips. Keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from the violent men who have purposed to overthrow my goings. The proud have hid a snare for me, and the cords they have spread a net. By the wayside, they have set gins for me. I said unto the Lord, thou art my God. Hear the voice of my supplication, O Lord. Amen. He says to you and I in Proverbs chapter 23, Proverbs 23. One of the things the Lord was speaking to my heart about is the venom, the poison. Some of the poison the Bible speaks about, people purposely take part of. Amen? And he warns that it has an effect. And Proverbs 23, verse 29. He says, who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contentions? Who hath babbling? Who hath wounds without cause? Who hath redness of eyes? They that tarry long at the wine, they go to seek mixed wine. Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth his color in the cup, when it moveth himself aright. At the last it biteth like a serpent and stingeth like an adder. Thine eyes shall behold strange women, and thy heart shall utter perverse things. What the devil tries to use is different avenues and weapons to weaken our defenses. Amen? God says for us to stand fast, be unmovable, to always abound in the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. God wants you and I to know that, hey, there is an adder, a viper, that we are in battle. And this viper has venom. Amen? And the venom is, sometimes it seems like it's harmless. Amen? But at the end, it brings death. That's why James chapter 3, the writer James tells us in James 3, verse number 7. He says, for every kind of beast, and of birds, and of serpents, and of things of the sea, is tamed and have been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. Anybody have a problem taming their tongue? It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? Can the fig tree, my brethren, bear olive berries, either a vine figs? So can no fountain both yield salt water and fresh water? God wants us to understand, just as the Apostle Paul shook off the viper and didn't get an effect by the venom, the Lord of God says to you and I, we're faced with the viper, we're faced with his venom, but we have victory through Christ Jesus. Amen. I don't know about you, but I love it when the Word of God says, I'm more than a conqueror through Christ that gives me strength. I'm so grateful that it's his Word declares to me that his strength is made perfect in my weakness. If I didn't recognize I had a weakness, I wasn't depending on his strength. Amen. What does he say? Pride comes before destruction and a haughty spirit before the fall. In other words, I got to humble myself below the mighty hand of God that he may exalt us in due time. So when I was looking at this, he spoke to me also about the victory. I don't know about you, but I love winning. Anybody else with me? Anybody else loves winning? Anybody beside me a sore loser? Lord's still working on me there, okay? But we're speaking about the victory. The psalmist says in Psalms 98, verse number 1, he says, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm, his holy arm have gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation, his righteousness have he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Can somebody make a loud noise in here for a moment?
Make a loud noise?
Yeah. Wow, you're a rowdy bunch. Can I hear that again, please?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How many have been waiting for something from the Lord? Really, something humongous and big. Come on. If faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, I want you to react right now like you just received your greatest wish and desire. What would you act like if you got what you've been seeking the Lord for that you never thought you could have? What would happen? I know, Lord, it was like he reminded me, yeah. I don't know, for some reason Lazarus came to my mind. Arise, shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall rise upon thee and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, it's time for the church to get excited about Jesus. If we're going to win this world for the kingdom of God, it can't be a boring show. Hello? Hello? Can we get excited about Jesus? Come on. Can we get excited about Jesus? Can we get excited about the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? I don't know about you, but he's done so much for me. Amen. I'm telling you, even right now, I'm totally dependent 100% on him. If it was me being able to even stand up here right now, I couldn't do it, but I'm doing it through Christ Jesus that gives me strength. His strength is made perfect in my weakness. Therefore, I'm glorifying him in my infirmities that his power may rest upon me. Amen. Amen. We don't have all the answers for the world, but we have the main answer. His name is Jesus. He's the answer for every problem, for every circumstance, for every situation. He's the answer for every sickness and every disease. He's the answer. And everyone has the right answer. What's the right answer? Jesus. So Isaiah says in Isaiah chapter 25. I love this part. You know, we had a couple in a family. Daphne's mom's boyfriend, Jesse, went home to be with the Lord this week. And Kathy Brunk's brother, twin brother, went home to be with the Lord. But when I look at that, I love what the prophet Isaiah said in Isaiah 25, verse number 8. He says, he will swallow up death in victory. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces. And the rebuke of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for he hath spoken it. And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is our Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. So in 1 John chapter 5, verse number 4, we're talking about the victory. The Bible says this. He says, for whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Amen. Jesus is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life, and no man comes to the Father but by him. So in closing today, what is the Lord saying to you and I? Simply today, he said, yeah, we are faced with the viper. Yes, he does have venom. But yes, I have provided for you the victory. Amen. And he reminded me what Jesus said in Luke chapter 10. Verse number 18. The word of God says, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. He says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. God's not saying to us, church, that we're not facing adversity. God wants us to understand that our adversary is real and the battle is real. And God wants you to understand that greater is He that is in you than he that is in this world. And you've overcome Him by what? By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. What are you declaring? What are you decreeing? Life and death are in your tongue. Are we going to give the enemy room? Are we going to go to the enemy's camp and take back what he has stolen? The church has been in this place where we got all of our guards up. But nowhere in God's word does he tell us to hold fort. He didn't tell us to hold fort until he returns. He said, go and take back this nation for the kingdom of God. Take back this nation. Take back this world. It belongs to me, says the Lord. And it's not by might. And it's not by power. But it's by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. I will never call you to do anything I will not equip you to do. I've called you and appointed you for a time such as now. Just as my son Paul shook off the serpent into the fire, God says today, you can shake off that thing that's been trying to crawl onto you. Come on. God didn't tell me what he wants to shake off of you. He told me what he wants to shake off of me. He's not giving me your inventory. I'm not here taking inventory. It's not the end of the year. We got a report to give. But what God wants you to understand, that he has purposed and he's planned for you to be part of his kingdom. He's called you and appointed you for a time such as now. And it's time for the church to arise and the enemy to be scattered. God says, hey, church, it's time for us to shake some things off. Remember this. God didn't give us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. We have the mind of Christ Jesus. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful, Father God. We're grateful for your word, Father God. Just as that viper tried to attach to the Apostle Paul and he shook it off and felt no harm, Father God. But he not only stopped there, Father God, he laid hands on the man and he was healed. The adversary was trying to interfere. And the adversary has been trying to interfere with many men and women of God. So today, Father God, we cast all of our cares upon you, for we know that you care for us. Father, we ask you to freshly anoint us for the time and the hour that we're in. May the God in us arise and may the enemy be scattered in Jesus' name. For those in the body of Christ that have drifted away, may they find a desire to get reconnected to the body, Father God. May they recognize there's power in connection, that they're vital and they're important. The adversary is trying to steal their value and trying to steal their worth, Father God. So I thank you for every man, woman, and child, Father God. I thank you for the anointing that's upon each and every one, Father God. And Lord, today, as we're shaking things off, whatever it is that the Lord wants you to shake off today, this is between you and Him. And as He's speaking to you personally, I'm not looking and I don't want anyone to look. This isn't about looking. But if you're hearing what the Lord is saying, I want you just to shake it off. Father, we praise you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, just even as the Apostle Paul shook it off, he felt no harm. Every bit of harm that's been trying to come, that the things that's been attaching to your children, that they shook off today, there'll be no effect from it in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, for all that you've done, all you're doing, and everything you're going to do. And give you praise and glory for it. Amen and amen.